Uckridge by P.G. Woodhouse. This book is dedicated with esteem and gratitude to old Bill Townend, my friend from boyhood's days, who first introduced me to Stanley Fanshawe Uckridge. Chapter 1. Uckridge's Dog College. "Laddie," said Stanley Fanshawe Uckridge, that much enduring man, helping himself to my tobacco and slipping the pouch absently into his pocket. "Listen to me, you son of Belial." "What?" I said, retrieving the pouch. "Do you want to make an enormous fortune?"
"I do."
"Then write my biography. Bung it down on paper, and we'll split the proceeds. I've been making a pretty close study of your stuff lately, old horse, and it's all wrong. The trouble with you is that you don't plumb the well springs of human nature and all that. You just think up some rotten yarn about some damn thing or other and shove it down. Now, if you tackled my life, you'd have something worth writing about. Pots of money in it, my boy. English serial rights and American serial rights and book rights and dramatic rights and movie rights. Well, you can take it from me that, at a conservative estimate, we should clean up at least £50,000 apiece."
"As much as that?"
"Fully that. And listen, laddie, I'll tell you what. You're a good chap, and we've been pals for years, so I'll let you have my share of the English serial rights for £100 down."
"What makes you think I've got £100?
"Well, then, I'll make it my share of the English and American serial rights for 50.
"Your collar's come off its stud."
"How about my complete share of the whole dashed outfit for 25?
"Not for me, thanks."
"Then I'll tell you what, old horse," said Uckridge, inspired. "Just lend me a half-crown to be going on with."